There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am flipping through Twitter here this morning, and this Mark Andrews thing with Baltimore, like you couldn't feel worse for an athlete. Yeah. A guy who, I don't know him, but he, from all accounts, seems like a good guy, right?
He's, and a good player, too.
Yeah, he's been on that team forever. Yeah, he is a very sturdy player, right? He's the kind of guy that, like, you go to in a situation like that, and you don't have to worry about him, you know, making a play. And unfortunately, you know, he had the fumble. He had the drop two-point conversion that would have tied the game. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean that they win that game for sure, but certainly gives them a chance there. I will tell you, though, man, I know that the Bills fans started a GoFundMe for him. They raised, I was thinking it was like in excess of $50,000 now for his Type 1 Diabetes Foundation that he does work for, something that he deals with. They said that he was getting death threats and such, and, you know, that's the ugly side of this thing here, right, is that you have people that not only love their teams, but love their money, and there are people that bet on these games, and the spread was, Baltimore minus one and a half, something like that. Yeah. So you do have people that bet on these games that get a little out of control, and we're seeing that right now. I also saw some videos where Lamar Jackson was just, you talk about distraught. He was really distraught in the locker room after that game, and I can only imagine what it feels like for a guy like Lamar, who is such an exceptional player. I mean, one of the best we've ever seen at that position, and continues to have MVP caliber seasons, but just cannot get over the hump. And the last two, certainly you can't put all, you put a little on him, obviously. He had a couple of turnovers in the game, but yeah, at the end of the day, if you do enough to win the game, or at least to put your team in a position to win, isn't that all you ask for out of your quarterback, right? And he put the ball right on the money on that two-point conversion. I thought the pass he had, the play prior to get the touchdown, was absolutely remarkable. I mean, one of the better plays you'll see. And it just hurts, man. It hurts for one of those teams is going to have to come up short, right? You talk about two guys at the quarterback position that put it all on the line for their teams. I mean, Josh Allen's playing with God knows how many injuries. Lamar Jackson, I assume the same. But, man, what a tough way for that thing to end. You never want to see it end that way, where one guy kind of has to shoulder most of the blame for the loss, you know?
Yeah, and you hate, like, the idea, and I don't doubt it's happening. I mean, I'm sure it's just lunatics and are hopefully not serious about it. The idea of getting death threats after dropping that two-point conversion, it's like, guys, I mean, listen, I take sports pretty seriously, but there's a limit on that. At the end of the day, you're talking about a game, move on with your life. And, you know, the actual game, obviously, the drama and everything, it was, but we talked about it last week, Hollywood and Dan. We knew that was going to be just an incredible football game. I don't think we expected that much drama like we got at the end of it. But, man, I do feel bad for Lamar, though. I want to see him play for and hopefully win a Super Bowl at some point, because I feel like he deserves it. Yeah, I've got a soft spot for him, being that he's a South Florida kid. But He has just been so good. I mean, people in Buffalo would say the same thing about Josh Allen, that he deserves to finally get to a Super Bowl. Pat Mahomes has always been standing in his way, but I'm really feeling that way about Lamar. I mean, how many MVP caliber seasons do you need before you can finally get your team over the hump? I hope it happens soon for him.
Yeah, that team is easy to root for. Derrick Henry obviously was a huge addition to that squad.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It'll be interesting to see how they come back. And, you know, clearly Lamar's style of play, Donna, remember that was the knock on him early. How long is he going to last? How many years can he play this way? And I do think at some point he is going to need to change just a little bit, right? The way that he plays, he still takes, you know, a lot of hits. He really does, but he just continues to put up video game type numbers every single season. He has been absolutely phenomenal. But another quarterback that, again, yes, has not only Josh Allen, but unfortunately for everyone else, Patrick Mahomes in his way, and I think Buffalo is about to get another tough taste of Mahomes and the Chiefs on Sunday. I don't see Buffalo going in there and winning, Dono, and maybe they do. The problem is I got to see a team do it first before I believe that anyone can actually go in there and beat that team. And I'm not going to do this today with the refs and all the other stuff, but there's a lot working against you when you go up to Kansas City to play the Chiefs. It is a tough place to play. It's Mahomes has dominated and probably going to continue to dominate for a long time, right? You talk about style of play. Mahomes' style of play, he's going to be around for at least probably the next 10 years plus. How do you get past that guy, I guess, is the big question. We'll see if Buffalo finds a way to do it. But I'm not buying it yet, Dono, until I see it.
I've got Chiefs fatigue. I'm getting a little tired of that team, and it's nothing. I mean, Mahomes seems like a great guy. Travis Kelce, I'm tired of seeing Taylor Swift on TV every 3 seconds at these games. So like but then at the other hand of it, guys, my dilemma is being a lifelong Miami Dolphin fan, AFC East guy. I don't have a lot of love for Buffalo, so I don't know. I guess I'm still rooting for Kansas City in a way because
I find it tough. It is tough, right? Because I know we're supposed to dislike Buffalo, but I don't have a dislike of their fans. I don't know. They seem like good enough people.
They seem pretty cool.
It seems like a fan base that's very passionate about their team. They're the type that shows up at the airport and like greets the team, you know, when they win or lose or whatever. And I don't know. I hope they find a way, to be honest. Yeah, it would be nice to see someone else, although I do appreciate the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. I love watching him play. I felt the same way about Tom Brady, as tough as that was as a Dolphin fan to just be dominated by that guy. I also enjoyed watching him play. Like, I enjoyed when Brady was in Super Bowls because you don't get to see that level of greatness, you know, very often in sports, right? That is a very special level of elite play, and you get that from Patrick Mahomes. You've got it. To be honest, you got it from Lamar and Josh Allen too, and that's why the AFC, it's so troubling how difficult the conference is. And now you're getting rumors that Tyreek Hill might end up getting traded, and the Patriots name pops up, and it's like, well, the Dolphins probably not going to trade Tyreek to the Patriots. You would think. You don't want to help your own division out. You don't help the team that was on top for a long time. You don't help them get back on top by trading them your best player, do you?
Here, I think in this case, you might have to, okay? Because I know people will bring up the argument of it does you a disservice to trade, you know, a good player to a division rival. But then at the same time, you're GM of the Miami Dolphins. You also need to find the trade that gives you the best return. And, you know, we'll see if the Patriots actually make an offer and what that offer looks like. But, I mean, according to the reports, Hollywood, NFL insiders feel like the Patriots would be desperate enough to make a better offer than like the contending type of teams that you would expect, you know, to want Tyreek Hill, because, you know, the Patriots, they're in the mud. They just made another coaching change. Their team is god awful. They've got a young quarterback in Drake May who they want to make the roster as friendly as possible to try and allow Drake to blossom and put up numbers and everything. So, you know, I keep seeing the word desperation getting thrown. The Patriots are a desperate franchise right now that they may be willing to give up more than any other team to bring Tyreek Hill over there. I don't feel like the Patriots are a Tyreek Hill away necessarily from being better than the Dolphins, especially Tyreek Hill at this point in his career. Yeah, I think that we are seeing already early signs of a little bit of decline for him. So it's the dilemma. If you're Chris Greer, do you say, hey, we definitely don't want to trade this guy within the division, but if that's the team that gives you the best offer, how do I weigh that against the idea of going up against this guy twice per year? And I don't know, Hollywood, I think the juice might be worth the squeeze on this one. I think you have an opportunity to do what the Pittsburgh Steelers used to do, where they would trade away players at the right time. And I think it may be the right time to trade Tyreek Hill.
I don't disagree with you, but with that being said, you have a GM in Chris Greer who knows he's cooked at the end of this season if it doesn't go well.
Yeah, right.
So, like, Chris Greer, you know, and again, if it was me and I was Chris Greer, I would do whatever it took to win this year and say, I don't care about the future. I don't, you know, if I set you guys up in a mess, that's your problem. It ain't going to be my problem after that. Again, it's just human nature, right, to try to save your ass, and no one has done it better than that guy.
Right. Well, and if you're going to save your ass, the best thing to do would be to hold on to Hill for the next, you know, contract till 2026.
Keep him. The other thing is, like, again, I don't know if, you know, the Dolphins are ready to answer this question. How good is Tua without Tyreek? You know, I think the fact that you've had a very good wide receiving duo, you know, maybe one of the best in the league over the past few years, has certainly covered up a lot of deficiencies at that position. You know, so if you did trade Tyreek Hill, what's your plan? Are you going to draft another, you know, wide receiver? Are you going to move Jalen Waddle into that number one role? I don't know if that's something you could do.
Man, you know what? You made a good point about Greer. With Greer still in charge, entering the year on the hot seat, he's probably going to stand pat, I would think.
Texas says don't
make a deal.
Yeah, I mean, Texas says the right time to trade Tyreek would have been after last year, not now after a down year. We're not going to trade him after what he did the season before. Like, he almost had 2,000 yards.
Right,
you're not going to do that.
Yeah.
And again, the Dolphins are trying to win right now. That's why Stephen Ross didn't pull the plug on this thing, right? Because in Stephen Ross is he's getting up there in years, and he wants to win now. They don't want to go through another 7-year rebuild, because that's how long these rebuilds take, unless you have the guts and conviction in the draft to step up or trade up or whatever it is you have to do to get a guy like Jaden Daniels. Those are the guys, or even Bo Nix,
C.J. Stroud,
any of these guys. Yeah. These are guys that have changed these franchises. I mean, look at Houston. Houston's a playoff team now. And they were as dysfunctional as can be. Washington, you talk about dysfunctional. That thing was a mess a year ago. They bring in Jaden Daniels. They're on the cusp of a Super Bowl. I think they got a really good chance to win on Sunday, to be quite honest with you. I think the Eagles, you talk about banged up. I mean, Jalen Hurts could barely move late in that game. He stood back there and took that safety. He couldn't move. Texas says Greer gone after this year. Why not this year? Guys, again, like, we can't do this. I mean, we're not going to do this every day for the next, you know, how many months do we have football again, Dono? 9 months till the football, 8 months till football season kicks off?
Yeah, 8 months.
Yeah, we can't do this every day. Greer is staying, guys. It is what it is. I don't agree with it. I would have shaken some things up in that front office just to, at the very least, give someone else a shot and try to, you know, see what you can do. But yeah, I mean, this is not changing. You're not changing head coach. You're not changing GM. That is just not going to happen. So, again,
my question with Tyreek Hill, if you do keep him, you know, he's got two more years under contract with the Dolphins. Does it end up becoming a Jimmy Butler situation? Because it was pretty clear in that Jets game, didn't look to me like Hill wants to be here beyond this past season. Right. I mean, I don't necessarily know he wants to be in New England. That may not necessarily be the spot he wants to go to right now. He would prefer to be with a contender, I'm sure. But, you know, I mean, how petty is Hill? Would he make it uncomfortable for you the way Butler is doing for the Heat right now? And if that's the case, even if Chris Greer is a lame duck, potentially, do you have to look at dealing the guy, because you don't want him to become a cancer in the locker room?
A few more texts coming in here. Sad part is our picks this year aren't going to be sexy. O-line. That could very well be what we have coming up here. Let's see here. The biggest indictment of Greer will be when they cut Bradley Chubb next month. Do you guys think the Patriots instantly have a coaching advantage in the division now?
Josh McDaniels is going back for the third time.
I saw that.
Yeah,
hey, talk about recycling coaches. Jeez. Yeah. Look, it's not a great situation right now. I don't know what's going to happen in the next handful of weeks. Here, we'll see if anything comes out of Miami Gardens. But it's draft time, Dono. It's time to start the Senior Bowl's coming up, and time for the Dolphins to figure out what they can do to make this thing look just a little bit better here coming up. We have to take a pause here, Dono. We have a lot more to get to here on the show. The Jimmy Butler thing is starting to heat up here as Phoenix is looking like a very possible landing spot here for Jimmy, as the Heat lost a tough one last night again. Sunday's going to be fun. Those games are going to be a lot of fun to watch. I'm leaning Washington at the moment. I don't know, man. I'm leaning Washington. Can a rookie quarterback take his team and go into Philly, get a win? Jaden Daniels seems to have all the tools, man. He is a special player. Those guys in Chicago have to be just puking all over themselves that they passed on that guy, huh? And I don't know. Caleb Williams might end up being better, but man. That is a rough one. The Bears announced their new coach yesterday. We had a lot of new coaches, coach movement around the league. We are not doing anything like that here. Everything is sticking as we have it here.
We might lose Anthony Weaver to the Saints.
Yeah, well, they might lose a coach or two, but the big names are staying for the
Stephen Ross. He gave the fans the continuity that all of us wanted, right? Where guys were sticking with it. McDaniel for another year, Greer for another year. We're in it to win it.
So text just says, good morning. So Tyreek Hill speaking on Twitter about a quick drive to Tampa. This is new destination. Tyreek likes to troll a lot on Twitter. That's something he likes to do. I don't think his timing is all that great. He did the Antonio Brown thing on there, after he had that meltdown in the press conference. I just don't think Tyreek Hill, one, cares, or two, reads the room very well. When it's like you have a fan base down here that is just utterly desperate for some level of success. Anything better than mediocre would really, at this point, I think would be a breath of fresh air for this fan base. And you are just stuck, man. Being a Dolphin fan is like being stuck in quicksand. Like, there's just no way out of this thing. And I don't know, Dono. I don't know what they're going to do here in the offseason. I don't know what they can do. I know money is incredibly limited. We talked to Omar was here yesterday. He, explained how the Dolphins, cap situation is a problem. They need to build in the trenches. Clearly, their offensive line is a problem. They need to get better there. You certainly don't get better by moving Tyreek Hill. I can tell you that much. I don't know if that's something they are going to entertain. I imagine that cooler heads will prevail in this. I mean, look, they just gave him his new contract, right? He wanted more money. Yeah. They gave him more money. Essentially, they gave everyone on the team whatever they wanted, right? And so you have a quarterback who's getting paid a fortune, biggest contract in franchise history. You got a wide receiver who's getting paid a fortune, two of them actually. They gave Waddle his thing too. So you got to find a way to win with this core that you've set up here. I just don't know, Dono. I don't know how you figure it out, because either teams have figured you out, right, and what you're trying to do offensively, because it just didn't work this year. You also need to figure out that backup quarterback position, because Tua is a major injury issue. I don't know if you saw this yesterday, by the way. Nick Wright on Fox FS1 was talking about the Rams potentially trading Matt Stafford for Tua. I don't know if you saw that yesterday. We are in a... I will tell you, we are in a time of sports. Now, this to me is more like a June thing to say, like a really dead of the off season. Let's just say something crazy to kind of stir it up a little bit and get people debating and talking. And, it is funny, though, when he says it, you can see the reaction from his co-host, and they're like, huh, like, really? And then they go on to say, Tua's got a very bad injury history, and I will tell you, it wasn't great that he had a hip injury down the stretch of the season. I mean, that certainly wasn't very reassuring, because it's been the head. It was the hip coming in, right? That was the injury he had at Alabama. Then it was the head. Now it's the hip again. And Dono, I'll tell you, I just think the Dolphins need to be very aggressive in addressing that quarterback spot. I don't think there's any problem with taking a swing at a guy in one of the early rounds of the draft. And at the very least, you bring him in here and let him get a year or two, right? There's nothing wrong with doing that either. Or you go, you know, similar to what like Atlanta did. Atlanta signed Kirk Cousins. They paid him a lot of money, and it wasn't working with him. They drafted Penix. They brought, you know, he ends up playing later in the season. So I just think you have to be somewhat aggressive in attacking that position, because if you just have to look at teams like Washington, and I guess Houston would be another good example of a team, a couple of teams that have drafted quarterbacks, they've hit on quarterbacks, and look what it's done to a franchise that was a couple of franchises that were just a mess. Remember how much we were talking about Houston with the Deshaun Watson thing, and you know how we fleeced them with the Tunsil deal and all this different stuff, and all of a sudden, they're winning playoff games, and they went into Kansas City, and they gave Kansas City a pretty good shot. I think we're very far away from that level, unfortunately.
And that's why I would be open to a little bit, if not a full demolition of this core, because I think we've already seen it now over the past 3 years, how far this Dolphins core can get you, right? Two first-round playoff exits, and then a year where you miss the playoffs just barely, I might add, but you still nothing about this team has screamed Super Bowl contender when it was supposed to be that. I mean, you were operating in a way. You don't acquire Tyreek Hill and Bradley Chubb and some of the other big deals that this franchise made if you're not going all in to win in one of these years, and they're nowhere close to it. So it's the reason why I am open to a Tyreek Hill trade if you can get enough draft picks in return and try to rebuild. I would be open to moving on from Tua and at least getting an insurance policy early in the draft to try something different. I would be open to all of those things. The way the Dolphins have been operating for the past few years is trying to go all in on this core, you know, running up a credit card bill, like Omar says, that's going to become due here pretty shortly. But it hasn't gotten you any. It's gotten you nothing. It hasn't gotten you a single playoff win. This franchise hasn't won a playoff game since 2000. Like, that's where we're at right now. So, I mean, you know, the reason why, you know, teams like, you know, Detroit in the past, I know they fell short of their goals this year, but, you know, Detroit has obviously turned their team into a contender. You know, you see what's happening in Washington. Like, when you take big swings, and the Dolphins did take a big swing, it didn't work. I think it may be time to demolish, reload, and take another big swing. But does Stephen Ross have that in him again, right? Because he just did that about 5 years ago. Does he have another one of these in him?
I'll be honest, I'm with you. I even said it during the season that I think this thing is a mess and needs to be torn apart. The problem, though, is you have a GM that knows he's here for another year. And that's it, right? Like, Greer is year to year at this point. So I don't see him doing anything drastic. And I think that's the part that upsets this fan base, right? Because you have people that spend a lot of money on season tickets. You have people that invest their Sundays and watch this product, which is just a borderline unwatchable product on Sundays. It's, you know, it's funny, Donna. We play in that 4 o'clock window and you watch the 1 o'clock games, the red zone. You see all these good teams play. And you watch the Dolphins who just, they're tough to watch, man. They have become a tough to watch team. And an unusual situation at the quarterback position. You have a guy that is truly one hit away. Like, I don't ever remember a situation like this where you got a guy that is like one hit away from, it could be the career. Like, that could be it. And he just cannot find a way to stay healthy. And you watch the playoffs, especially, you can't just, I mean, there's no way to not take hits.
Right.
In the playoffs, like, there's just not, like, quarterbacks run, they run more in the playoffs. I mean, even the guy who's the biggest statue of them all, Jared Goff, did you see the hit he took when he was trying to run back on that interception? I mean, he got the crap knocked out of him. But, like, you know, I just don't know how, as a quarterback in the NFL, you avoid all hits. So it's a very strange situation. But I just, unfortunately, I think as long as Chris is here, they're going to continue to dig themselves deeper into what they have. And they're not going to look towards the future. They're going to look to try to win now. which is not always a bad thing, but at this point when this thing seemingly has failed, right? Like, if you're close, if you were on the cusp, I'd be like, all right, let's try again. Let's try, you know, one more time with this thing. Kind of like I'm saying with the Heat, because I do feel like the Heat have been on the cusp many times with this group, with Jimmy Butler. So I've seen them do it. The Dolphins haven't been close. I mean, what was the closest they got? The Kansas City playoff game where they barely scored?
Yeah, well, probably the year before, they were actually surprisingly competitive at Buffalo.
Oh, with Skyler,
With their third-string quarterback, which in itself was a problem. Your starting quarterback was not available for the playoffs. So that, you know, and we don't know for sure if Tua would have been available had they made the playoffs this year. I know he claimed he would have been, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows if that was legit or not?
Yeah, I don't know if that would have been the case. But either way, I guess they would have had to go up to Buffalo if they did sneak into the playoffs, which we know how that probably would have gone, Dono. All right, we got a lot of texts coming in here. Definitely want to read those when we come back. We have the 8 o'clock hour coming up in moments. And, Dono, we have another one of your Locked On brothers is going to join us here from the Locked On Network, Kenton Gibbs, who does Locked On ACC with you. He's going to join us. This college football stuff, man, we got a lot of news to get to, so especially in the ACC. Dan, what's going on, man? This is the second day in a row. We haven't seen the sun yet, and it's like, what is it, 8 o'clock? Almost 8 o'clock? Where's the sun today? What's going on?
I just thought about that, man. And, you know, I've been up. I work at night, too, so I've been up since like 4 a.m. till about midnight, 1 o'clock for 2 days now, and I have not seen none of the sun.
But your internal clock must be doing well.
At least it's not snowing like it is in other parts of Florida.
I saw that.
God, my mom and my brother in New Orleans are sending all these videos and pictures. There's like 6 to 8 inches of snow in Louisiana. It's blowing my mind.
Yeah, I've had people from like Pensacola sending me pictures, and it looks like they're in Wisconsin or something with what they're sending me. It's wild.
Yeah, it has been cold, not dolphin cold, but it has been cold. As the texter says, you know, all you need to do, Dono, there's only one team that wins the Super Bowl. Just get to the dance, and it's about matchups. Detroit was supposedly close and lost. Make the changes needed to make sure you get to the playoffs every year, and that's obviously the goal, but. You know, I do think there's a lot that separates these teams that are playing now and the teams that are.
I mean, if it's that easy, this person should be texting Chris Greer and not me. If that's all that this takes, right?
Yeah, but I don't think with the Dolphins, it's like, all right, let's just get in and roll the dice. Like you want to win a Super Bowl. That's the whole goal, right? You know, the goal is not to win a wild card game. Or to get to the second round or whatever. Like, you want to win a Super Bowl. That's the ultimate goal. And you have to start asking yourself the tough questions. Can this team, the way that it's currently constructed, get even close? And can your quarterback get you close? Look, we have a lot of good quarterback play. These final four teams, I don't think anyone – who's the worst of them? Hurts? Out of these guys that are left.
And
I know that people are kind of, split on whether he can play or not. I happen to think he's – pretty good. He's not great, certainly. He's not in the elite category. I guess you'd throw him in the good category. I think Jaden Daniels is getting really close to being at that. It's tough to do with Dono, but he's getting close to being at that elite level. The guy's doing stuff we haven't seen before. I mean, he's a special talent. And then obviously on the AFC side, you're loaded, right? I mean, there are so many good quarterbacks on the AFC side. And there are teams like right now, the teams you'd put ahead of the Dolphins, and I'm just spitballing this, but you'd throw the Chargers, right, with Justin Herbert ahead of them. Yeah, sure. The Bengals with Joe Burrow, I think, will get better. I know they had a rough season. I'm guessing they will get better because Joe Burrow is a really good quarterback. And then you have all the teams that made the playoffs, right? So, I find the Dolphins to be in a relatively tough spot right now because they are sticking with what they have. I know the fans are very frustrated. And as are we. I mean, everyone is frustrated.
Danny, are the Broncos better than the Dolphins right now?
I would say so, right?
That,
yeah. I know we hung 70 on them 2 years ago, but
yeah, right. Yeah.
After that game, they seem to turn the corner, but they're well coached.
Maybe somebody needs to put 70 on us, and maybe we'll turn a corner.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're going to turn the corner here, Dono, to the 8 o'clock hour. Here we go. Fireman Finn here, season ticket holder for 10 years. I'm sick of the BS with this franchise not drafting good line. Two isn't necessarily the problem. Him having time not to get past his first read is the problem. I do agree with that too. Now, can Tua take you to where you want to get to? I don't believe so. I don't know that he's like. So we do always do this. Is Tua the problem? Is he not the problem? He's just kind of middle of the road to me. He's not dynamic. He doesn't do anything to really help you win. Can he not be the issue? Can he be not the problem? I guess. But is that really what you want out of that position?
I think in this day and age, more often than not, you need your quarterback to be the solution. I would agree with you. Tua, yes, Tua is probably not the problem, but can Tua elevate a team, ever elevate a team? Obviously, to compare anybody to Pat Mahomes is not necessarily fair, but you see the way he elevates his team, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, even Jaden Daniels now. I don't think Tua is that. So can you win with Tua? I think you can, but you need everything else to be close to perfect, and we're far from that.
All right, we'll go to break on this. Two quick texts. 954 says, season ticket holder for 10 years. I've been since day one. Welcome to the club, kid. And another one says, the Dolphins are a Ponzi scheme. They promise great returns, but they never materialize. There you go.